Over the last few years, I've been collecting these NASA patches, space patches, and this one commemorates the Apollo 17 program that NASA put out a number of years ago, probably in the 1970s. So every time there was an Apollo program and there's a new crew of astronauts, they were given a special commemorative patch that would have gone on their spacesuit, and that was something that became very personal to them and spoke of the mission that they were on, and everything in the patch has a various significance or meaning. Here's one from Apollo 15. I think that's Apollo 15. Yeah, Apollo 15. And then a very famous one, Apollo 13. There was a movie came out about this a number of years ago. That expedition went badly wrong, but thankfully the people arrived back alive. And then probably the most famous space patch of all, Apollo 11. This is one Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were on, the first men to walk on the surface of the moon. So you've got this famous patch here with the Eagle landing, and that was, of course, the slogan that was used whenever they arrived, that the Eagle has landed. And here's another Apollo 11 patch for the lunar team. This one's got Snoopy on it. Don't know what the significance of that is. And then there's Apollo 1, the very first Apollo mission. And so all of these space exploration programs and trips to the moon and navigating different places, patches have been released. There's one for the Challenger. I can still remember the Challenger disaster. I think it was 1986 whenever that spaceship exploded. And there's another Challenger one there, Challenger patch. This was one that was on most astronauts' uniforms in the 1980s. And then a couple of extra ones just like that. There's an early NASA one as well. National Aeronautics and Space Administration. That's what NASA stands for. So you'll maybe get that in the quiz sometime. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. And there's another one for the Martian. So space patches, very, very popular over the years. But the most popular one, Apollo 11, the greatest journey perhaps that man has ever taken. 1969, if you believe it happened, of course. I know some people don't. Who knows? But Neil Armstrong, first man to set foot on the moon, closely followed by Buzz Aldrin, probably the greatest journey that man has ever taken. And of course, the famous quote that Armstrong made as he stepped onto the surface of the moon, that's one small step for man, one giant step for mankind. But I want to speak to you today about two even greater journeys, one from eternity into time, and then one from time into eternity. First Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 15, the Apostle Paul says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Or if you just take the phrase there on its own, Christ Jesus came into the world. The greatest journey that was ever taken was taken by the Son of God Himself, whenever He left the splendor and the glory and the majesty of heaven and came into this world, and the Bible says was made in the likeness of sinful flesh. John 1:14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He took upon Himself the form of a servant, and the eternal Word, the eternal Son, the eternal Logos, the creator of all things, became a man. And Christ Jesus came into this world. From heaven you came, helpless babe, entered our world, your glory veiled, not to be served, but to serve. And that little babe lying in the manger was none other than the Prince of Glory, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that journey from eternity into time to the stable at Bethlehem was the beginning of a journey that would lead him over 33 years to go to a cruel cross at Calvary. And that was the greatest journey ever taken, whereby the Son of God came into this world to pay the price upon a cross for our sins. He paid that price, of course, in full. And then, having paid the price, he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and is entered into heaven itself now to appear, Hebrews says, in the presence of God for us. But then there's another journey from time into eternity that every single one of us someday will take. It's alluded to many times in scripture, Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. We think of the rich young fool in Luke's gospel, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And someday we will leave this scene of time, the soul will vacate the body, and we will enter into eternity itself. In Luke 16 and 19 through 31, you've got the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Both men died, buried, one went to heaven, one went to hell. It's a journey that we will all take from time into eternity. It's inevitable, it's inescapable. And yet the Son of God, because of his journey from eternity into time to go to that cross, has prepared a way whereby we can be ready. Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. So next time you see a space shuttle or a spacecraft or a space rocket or an astronaut in his uniform, or if you look at it a little bit more closely, one of these patches, remember the great journey that the Saviour took from time, or from eternity into time, and the great journey that you will one day take from time into eternity. May God bless his word to your hearts today. Thanks for listening. See you soon.